Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Yo, yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up with some wind. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this nanny bar. Puts it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is passed since my mask burned to the heat. That get really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? You tuned in to All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, and we definitely have Brooklyn Black in the building. What's up?
What's going down, people?
Shout out to our Angel Love Sweets. How you doing, Black? How you feeling? How are things on your side?
Right, I'm good. It's been a busy week. I went, got my vote on, went, did some help out with the cleanup out in Jersey. At the shore, you know, so it's been real busy, but I'm glad I got most of that stuff done and kicked back, and I'm in the building.
That's what it is, yeah. Definitely, it's been really busy for me as well. Very tired, working very, very hard. So, due to the, you know, the storms and whatnot, even though I've been blessed to not have, you know, anything fail on me or go out on me or anything like that, just, you know, just knowing people around me that, you know, that is going through it, it's definitely a tough time. But I definitely do want to get more into that, but I always like to start off the show by giving my shout outs to the All Barbs Familia, All Barbs, the Barbs, the All Barbs promoters, the execs of the team, Yep, I Love It, Foreign Freak, A1 underscore Yoba, Angel of Sweets, and I believe, because I always get this person's Twitter name wrong, but I got it right now, Thoughts of Sand. And shout out to y'all.
Always respect your name.
Yeah, only because you know what it is? When people change their Twitter name, like once I get used to saying it and I've said it for so long, you know what I mean? And then you change it real quick. You know, I'll be thinking about a lot of different things. So it definitely, I got to get used to it. It took me a while to get Evo Monte down pat because I got so used to calling him Monte Carlo 90.
You know, that's why I just keep my name simple and plain, Brooklyn Black, you know.
How's the head game? I mean, I don't know. You know, I just wish. Shout out to Thoughts of Sand, the co-owner of All Barbs. And like I said again, the All Barbs promoters and everybody else. K Continental, like Evo Monte, a couple other ones, Slutty. He's been popping up in my timeline. Shout out to At Lavender, underscore Clouds. He's another one of them. You know, everybody just sending out the shout outs. But I definitely do want to talk about the election. So, yes, congratulations, Barack Obama. Again, you know, I'm pretty sure you knew after a certain point of your campaign, you know, you were making valid points. So, I know the election, and because it was, like, for me, on the toll experience, so I can only imagine for the candidates, but, you know, shout out to you, congratulations, and we're behind you again, so let's just keep the country moving forward and start cleaning up a lot, you know, still some of the mess from before and things that are occurring now that we have to catch up on, so I'm just happy because, yes, I did. I voted. I did. I went out really early. I took the day off just to do it because I didn't know how long I was going to stand in line, and I did not want that to conflict with my schedule. So I was just like, you know what, to avoid all this, let me just take the day off, and I did. So shout out to Barack Obama. And it was what do you have to say, Black, about Mitt Romney? In the ending stages, like, fuck him throughout the whole campaign, because we all was just like, fuck you throughout the whole shit. You know what I'm saying? But towards, like, the ending, when it came down to the other day, like, what are your feelings and what are your words towards him?
I say with Mitt Romney, you know, he did a lot of talking out the side of his neck during the whole campaign.
The whole entire campaign.
During all the debates, he's talking outside of his neck, contradicted himself, and everything like that. A lot of people didn't say, oh, they might vote Barack because he's Black. But seriously, if you guys would have voted for Romney, because people did vote for him, but it still wasn't just asked now. But then if you ask a Republican, they'll probably say the same thing. Oh, Barack Obama, he didn't do X, Y, Z, and yada, yada, yada. But you got to compare the numbers, you know. Of course, men lie, especially politicians, you know what I'm saying? But the numbers don't.
So yeah, I mean,
look
of course,
at the numbers,
you know,
as far as unemployment.
They're
spending.
Not rich, you know.
What's up?
I say, especially when the numbers aren't rigged or, you know, founded with. But, yes, for the most part, numbers don't lie.
Oh, it seems like we got somebody on. Let's see. Last four digits are 5066. 5066, what's going on? You're live on here.
Can't see you scaring them off, Black.
Yeah. 5066, you're on here.
Oh, do I act like you don't know who number this is?
Oh, what's going down?
What's up with you, Black?
Going down, man.
Oh, man, you know, always trying to tick, always on this road doing my money thing. But, yeah, I hear what y'all saying about that election. Unfortunately, I didn't get out to vote. You know, because I'm working, always constantly working. But much love to my boy Barack. I knew he was going to win it. I knew he was going to be there.
You felt it?
Yeah, I felt it.
Well, why didn't, if you didn't mind me asking, were you working at the time when you were, you know, when you did have your chance to vote? Is that the reason why you didn't vote?
Yeah, that's the only reason why I didn't vote, because I was in this truck. Had I planned it like you did and took a day off, yeah, I'd have been up them poles.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, brother, like me, I got up at 6:30 in the morning, went and did it. And I was trying to beat the lines and all that. Like, I was trying, not trying to stand out there because, you know, it's starting to get brick in the city.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, yeah, but you know what? But you know what, Black, though? Because I kind of thought how you thought. And at 6 o'clock, though, I was still fucking sleepy, so grouchy. And I kind of waited it. I went around almost, like, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And believe it or not, it took me, like, about 20, 25 minutes. Once I went in, I found my line where I was, you know, my district and everything. And then got my card and got my little, my sheet and everything. And I was in and out. I didn't have to wait that long. And I it wasn't crowded around that time, as opposed to people telling me at 6 a.m. it was retarded.
True indeed, but, like, you know, the earlier you went, the quicker, you know, like I said, I went there early because I had stuff to do. I had to go out to Jersey and all that, so I had stuff to do, so I made sure I did that. So I went there, got the phone thing, I was in and out 15, 20 minutes, you know, back home, maybe get me some breakfast, some coffee, went to get my thing, came back and, you know.
I had my coffee while I was standing online praying when I sat it down to fill in my sheet that shit did not go over on it, because I didn't know if I could be like, can I have another one? So I definitely did. But I want to, while Tone's on the line, like, I really quickly, before I even start going into about this whole Big Bird thing about Mitt Romney and, like, just the dumb shit, because I actually was offended by it, and so was Madison, because she loves Big Bird. And I want to talk about what Mayor Bloomberg quoted as far as in New York, because, you know, Sandy and just due to the storm that we've been hit with for gas. Like, did you hear about gas and how they're giving out gas? Because for a while, it took a lot of people days just to even be able to fill up their tank.
Well,
because they were
still
no
like
gas.
That in some areas.
No, I know it's still like that. I know, because it took my mom the other day. She waited in, like, a three-hour line for gas, and then, like, right when it was her turn, like, there were no more gas.
There was no more gas.
They shut the shit
down.
Yeah,
you know, up in New York and East Coast, well, Jersey, they're pretty much getting back to the swing of things, but still certain places in New York City, like, there's a big gas shortage because a lot of trucks, you know, can't make the deliveries and things like that. So gas has become real scarce. We got people stealing gas out of cars and reselling it, you know. So it's kind of crazy up here.
It is crazy because, you know what it is? It's just a simple fact that it goes according to your, I believe, your license plate. Like, if you're ending, you know what I mean, and, like, your digits is, like, ending in what, on, if it's ending in odd, then you get to get gas on this day. But if you're in the even numbers, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's about odd and even, and on certain days that you are able to even get gas. Don't you think that is, like, really ridiculous?
Wow.
I find it to be crazy because it's still getting to the point where people are fighting, almost shooting up gas stations. Like, you know, it's getting crazy, and of course, these people that need gas in their cars, they gotta get to work, get their kids, XYZ. But, you know, I think I say, you know, it's been almost a little bit over almost 2 weeks since Sandy hit us. You know, we should be back in full swing by now, you know, but, you know, this is New York.
Tone, I know you're able to get gas where you are, but it's just so sad because finally when people are ready to go back to work, you know, to start getting their money up, and they can't move now because, like, they need gas. And it's just like, how do you, like, you actually waste gas driving around to find a gas station that's giving out gas or a gas station that actually works in certain areas in out here.
My auntie
didn't
tell me nothing about that.
I'm sorry, what'd you say,
Tom? I said my auntie didn't tell me nothing about that. She's trying to get me to come up here. I told her maybe.
I mean, you know, it's certain parts. Maybe where your aunt lives, you know, it you know, things are okay, because for the most part, you know, by me in my area of the Bronx, you know, things are kind of working. There are still gas stations, service stations that, you know, that are closed. You know, like I said again, my mother, she drove a couple of miles to a gas station that was offering gas, but there's lines and there's angry people and people are ready to fuck you up and fuck up your car because they are next and they're gonna spend $100 and something to fill up their tank. Fuck you. You know what I mean? And it's just it's crazy. And it's still like 619,000 people in within Connecticut, New Jersey, New York that still don't have any power. And just due to our little mini snowstorm, I mean, Black, I'm pretty sure you done shoveled the shit out your walkway by now. But the little, you know, plus the little mini snowstorm that we did have, there's still people without electricity, heat. And it's sad because it's people that don't even want to leave their homes. Like, even if there is no lights, there is no water, there is no electricity, they just don't want to leave their house because they don't want nobody to fucking come rob them. So they'll rather stay there in the cold, on top of cold, and not leave their house because they're scared that it's dark, somebody's going to break in, they're going to take everything that we do have already, whatever left. So we just might as well stay here. A lot of people have been sick, been hospitalized, because of, you know, staying in the cold for so long, so many hours. It's just ridiculous. It really is. But I do pray that it does get better. And for those who are going through tough times, like, Black, I don't know, I've said it so many times, you know, we've seen when, you know, things like this have affected New Orleans, you know, Haiti, different other parts of the world, but, you know, when it's happening to you, it's kind of something different.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm just happy that a lot of people, they did come together and to help others that were in a familiar situation, you know, in a rough situation. And people just really banded together and kind of shows, you know, the actual strength, the fortitude of New Yorkers, you know, when times get rough, you know, we come together and we try to help out each other, you know. It showed from 9/11, countless other hurricanes, the tornado, and all that stuff. You know, when we need to, we band together and to help out our fellow man. So it definitely shows that New Yorkers are some of the toughest New Yorkers out here. You know, the toughest Americans out are from New York. And I say that time and time again.
New Yorkers are fucking rude, though. I'm going to say that because, just to touch another subject, but as far as, you know, New Jersey and Chris Christie, like, they're on some shit, like, from the people, I forget the name of the electric company that, you know, that provides their electricity out there. But, you know, due to, you know, and it's sad because we have to take into consideration that, yes, we want electricity, yes, we want power, so we just need people to get out there and fix the lines that have been snapped in half due to broken trees and gusty winds. But you have to be mindful that these people that do, that have these professions, they have a home as well. So they can't, if they don't have it, you know what I'm saying, like, they're trying extra hard to get you to have it. And you have to definitely take into consideration. And they're like, the people in the Drake, like, we don't give a fuck about apologies. Stop saying you're sorry. Stop telling us you're going to come this day. And then, you know, there's a delay. Just do the shit. Don't say nothing. Just do it. That's the level that they're on with certain things. So, Americans, yes, we do hold it down, but we're rude. Like, you cannot deny that. How you say we don't want to know? We don't give a fuck about apologies. That's crazy.
True indeed, but at the same time, you know, like I said, when it really comes down to it, you know, we help each other out. And we try to just keep it going. That's all. We try to get together and move on and fix whatever that I was wrong, and that's just what we do as New Yorkers.
We damn sure do. And just, again, like, I just have a couple of people that's on my Twitter that, they're funny. Again, shout out to at Nitty SMG. Shout out to at the King 843. I see you. I definitely do. And thank you for sending your little condolences. I'm okay. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But you already know I like to sometimes take it to Twitter every now and then. And what came across my timeline, one of the things that was trending, well, hashtag, you already know, Each Day Black, that they have something, like they dedicate a day to something. So whether it be, I know you hate, you know, this is a very, 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 very familiar one, but like hashtag on Thursdays or whatever. But what came up, I haven't seen that in a long time, but what was coming across my timeline today was hashtag Thick Thursdays. And I have a lot to say about that because, yes, everybody knows that I'm not I'm not in the thick category. I'm not. And I'm not a hater. I'm nothing like that.
For a petite girl like yourself, you know, you got a nice little booty meat back there. So it's not like, you know, you stand and then your ass look like eggs in a plastic bag. You know what I'm saying? You got a nice little round thing back there. So
But no, because, like, I was getting somewhere with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, okay, but forget all of that about me and shit. But I'm not thick. So, like, overall, like, if you was to categorize me, it would be with the slim girls. It wouldn't be with the thick girls. And, you know, and shout out to the thick girls because I love me some thick girls. You know, one of my best friends is thick, and she's team thick all day. Shout out to our Roxy Blue. But... But you, like, I really take that to heart because, you know, it's a problem when it comes down to females nowadays when it's from thick and fat. So why, if you're black, can you please, what's your definition of thick before I even, you know what I'm saying, say what I saw across my timeline?
Like, come on, it's, all right, you know, thick, you know, curvy, hips, thighs, booty. You know, and a lot of women, they got it misconstrued where, you know, they got thick and fat. They got that line blurred up, you know. But I'll go, if, you know, no matter what size you thick, thin, skinny, beautiful, you know, whatever, you're beautiful. But
you're beautiful.
You can't be in one category and try to say you're part of another category when you're not. Like, yo, if you're a big girl, yo, embrace that shit. You a big girl.
Embrace
you don't want to be
it.
Big anymore, if you don't want to be big no more, then do what you gotta do. Hit the gym, get some Surfass, whatever it is that you gotta do, so you can not be so hefty anymore. Then do
but
what you gotta do. But don't be a fat girl. Talk about, oh, I'm team thick. Team Thick doesn't have their bellies hanging over their vagina, all right?
But
that's
this is what
Team
I'm
Thick.
Saying. This is what I'm saying because you have to also, too, because by you even saying curvy, you know, ass, like a fat girl would be like, oh, I'm curvy because I'm big. No. I mean, yes, but it's all about toning. So like you say, like you mentioned, like, to me, when I say somebody's thick, it's in between, like, slim, you know what I'm saying, and fat. Like, you're in between, like, your stomach is still flat. It's to the point where, like, damn, like, your stomach is so flat, but then you have, you know, your hips come out. Like, it's just like you can see, like, certain shapes. Thick, team thick, with, you know, with also being in a certain weight, you know, weight range. When it comes to fat now, like, you can still, like, oh, or I would even say fat, because what's before fat, like, big bones? Is that what it is? Because I wouldn't consider, like, a thick girl somebody that's big boned. I would consider somebody a little bit bigger than somebody that's thick, big boned. And then you
all right,
get
well,
to
well,
fat.
We got to kill the misconception. There is no such thing as big bones. Everyone's bones,
yes,
no matter they're fat or whatever, your bones are the same size. There's no such thing as being big bones.
Fine,
that
I'll take that.
Big.
I'll take that, but then, okay, so what would you call it then? So what would you call somebody before they get to fat, though, like a little bit over thick? Like, know what I'm saying?
It's like this. If you got your bra on and it look like you got titties on your back, you are fat. All right. Now, but if you, you know, but if you got that nice, you know, not really hourglass, but, you know, you got the curve up top because, you know, your chest, you know, your top heavy, you got nice, you know, nice size boobs, and you got the nice little four-pack because, you know, most girls ain't got the six-pack, but, you know, they got the nice little four-pack thing going. And then the waist is nice and slim, and then the hips just come out like, boom, like she looks like a number eight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a thick girl. But when you're shaped like a beehive, like it's just rolls, like, yo, you're fat. You know what I'm saying? If you put on spandex and you have to tuck your gut into your spandex, you're fat. If you have to
or like when the print, or like, oh yeah, like when you put your, or when you put your leggings on, you know what I'm saying, your spandex on, and like the print just like kind of cuts where your little, I feel like a little pouch, you know. It is what it is though, but I'm not making fun of it. I just want it, like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not making fun of, because if that's what you got, you know, embrace it, because there's somebody that loves you, that loves it, that, you know what I'm saying, fucks with you for you. So embrace it. But just learn how to stay in a fucking category, or learn to get in where you fit in, though. Like, don't go around and you're dark skin, but you're clean, you know, you're claiming team light skin, because then people are going to start looking at you now like, what's wrong with you?
That's just harsh.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? That is the overall fact. Another way, yo, if your clothes are cutting off circulation, and you know what I mean, like if you got your texture spandex on, you pull them down, you got an indent from the top of your spandex into your skin, or you got the indent from your jeans on your stomach, like you can see where the button was and shit on your body, you're fat. Alright, if you are, you know, but if you can still look down and see your shit without having to suck anything in, then you good, you nice and thick.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, of course, but like I said, I embrace, like, when it comes to all, you know, shapes, sizes, colors, I embrace it. I want everybody to embrace their own beauty. But for the most part, you know, get it, just learn how, because it, like I said again, like, you know, just learn your category, because, you know, there's days where they be talking, you know, where the big girls at. Put your picture up. Be that fucking beautiful big girl that you are. And so, you know what I'm saying? But don't put up, oh, hashtag team thick, I'm so thicky, icky, icky. And then when niggas click on the picture, you know what I'm saying? It's just like you say again, like, you have on a bra, but, like, if you, while you being, like, trying to do the side pose, you can see your back breasts and then your breasts.
Yo, if your torso comes in layers, you're fat.
Because I know, like, me as a female, like, me who loves taking pictures, like, I do it on a daily basis, that I take so much pictures that, like, I go through this thing where, like, I feel like sometimes I'm addicted.
That's
because
you're
like,
hold on.
I'm not conceited.
I can't tell. I ain't seen the picture yet. I can't tell.
But see, Tone, like, I'm not conceited. I'm not. Because, look, this is what I do. I'll take so many pictures that I'll fucking, like, I have to, like, I'll delete so many before, like, I'm like, all right, this is the one. And, like, I'll probably go through, like, 60 frames before I'm like, all right, I'm like, out of 60 frames, I'll probably keep about, like, 15. But then I still have to, like, it's still too much. So I still have to minimize that 15. Like, I got to break it down.
I don't believe that.
Yes. I really am like that. I'm not conceited.
I can't feel. You can call my sister's phone, but you can't call me. What type of...
Because you want to know something, though.
Why,
like, it's not curved. It's not curved. It's not curved. It's not curved. But Tom knows why I call his sister's phone, because me and sister, we've been talking on a daily basis before you, okay? And then secondly, no disrespect, but then secondly, like, you know, a lot of times, like, it be on some, like, we need each other's advice, or I'm always needing some type of advice or somebody to listen to about all the things that I got going on, and I trust her the most, so I'll go to her. So that's why I'm always on the phone with her.
Right.
Where is she? Man, I definitely have to wrap me up right now. I don't need help, but it's just a simple fact that I got two guys on the line right now, and the testosterone is, I'm starting to smell it. I'm starting to kick in, and I know.
What do you think has a testosterone? You know, we just asking you questions.
Black,
and
let me
I answered him.
Let me ask you a question. Now, how long does it take for you to call one person and talk to them on the phone, right? Hang the phone up and then just send a text to the other person. It don't take that long, do it?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, no, hold on.
This
Black.
Is too funny.
Black,
he's talking to you.
Huh? Let me see. Because I could be on the phone with somebody and send a text right now at the same time.
Exactly. It don't take that long. It's not that much busyness in the world. You feel me? Even with my job, I stay constantly busy. I can stay constantly moving. But I can pick up the phone and send a text. I can even send a picture. I can even call a person and say, hello. Yeah, what's up? I'm going to call you in a few minutes. Click. It's that simple.
It is. But then my sister, but anybody, you know what? Because it's just, I don't know any other ways to explain it that, Black, am I not busy, though? Like, please,
this is my first thought. This is my first time hearing her voice in like a week.
Hey, if she got time to call my sister, she got time to call another person. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, no, I got to. It's funny. But you can't do that, though. You can't put yourself in the same category with her. You can't do that.
Right.
You can't do that.
Right.
You really can't.
You know, you got more excuses than a nigga going to jail. I'm just saying.
I got more excuses than a nigga going to jail. Oh my gosh, this is so funny to me. That's it. I'm gonna let song rock. And by me saying I'm gonna let song rock, I definitely need to get into a commercial break. Black, I don't know if you've been checking up with your emails, because I haven't spoken to you in about a week, and you know how we have like this chain command thing going on, and I forward over some stuff to you. I don't know if you received any of that.
I certainly did not, but
I'm pretty sure if you check your email though right now though, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm just saying like after you, you know, go to this commercial break and you do check your email, you'll definitely see some new emails though.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I see it.
Oh, okay.
I see it, but let's get into something real quick. This is the homie Fly Diz, at Fly Diz, I think it is, or the real Fly Diz.
Tone, stay with us.
New York State of Mind, we'll be right back. 347-857-4302, hit us up. We'll be back in a minute. Saul Balls Radio.
Excuse me. That's just disrespectful. The dungeons are rats. The fake niggas don't come back.
Abracadabra, and blowing magic and rabbit, a China white of a writer. I'm spitting dope that is higher, the mind state of an addict. You can't get rid of this habit, I'm having a funky rhythm with another mission. Born in Queens, but a Dre's up in Brooklyn, so that's how I'm living. It's vivid, the smell of loud when I'm breaking down. I'm talking Bob Marley with a fato, I'm in my cloud. Laid back, smacking her ass, getting face slapped. Next round, shot at Ciroc, now she want hard cock. Put her to sleep, make moves, then I'm back to the block. Money chasing niggas, hating, I ain't got time for wasting. Beast walkers on every corner, trying to run up on us. Fuck them, cause we ain't gonna stop what we fucking do. Styling and fly shit, fashion high and wide get. I'm talking Nudies, the Louie, and that fresh and that J. Ray-Ban flow, I'm blocking haters as I go. Next move, I'm with the hat, throwing Henny back. Thoughts of a back down, who we going jack now? Chair putty, the cold top, I'm dressing black down. Cover my face, nigga, fuck, since his mask down. Gripping the knob, hit the whip and give up cash now. We in a trap now, counting money mad loud. Thinking of ways how to flip the whole pack down. I'm stacked now, making money, nigga, cash cap. Win it, hope we dub, yeah, we give it up. Bad bitches wanna fuck, we just give them lust. And leave them cause I can't get enough. NY state of mind, I'ma live it up. Winning, oh we dub, yeah we give it up. Bad bitches wanna fuck, we just give them lust. And leave them cause I can't get enough. NY state of mind, I'ma live it up. Yeah, oh we dub in this bitch, huh? ATD in this bitch, huh?
SFK in this bitch, huh?
Yes, we're definitely back. All Barbs Radio with me, your host, How's Your Head Game, aka Lucky Barb, and Brooklyn Black. And we definitely got Tone, the truck driver, beep, beep, in the motherfucking building. Yes, Black and Tone. So, are y'all so down now?
Yo, I'm great.
Y'all are.
Hey, you know what they say, Black, the truth hurts sometimes. But, hey,
I ain't hurt right now. I'm just asking if y'all are cooled off.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know about Tom, but I wasn't heated up. I wasn't fried. I wasn't sizzling and nothing like that. I'm just here chilling.
I'm sitting here cooler than a polar bear's toenail. I'm good.
All right. Well, before I get into another trending topic, shout out to @Mr_Chris_P. He's another one of the All Barbs promoters. I haven't heard from him in a while, so shout out to you, Chris. Shout out to you. Here we go. Another thing that was trending on my timeline was hashtag things my daddy taught me. And I did not get to participate in it, although I did see it trending on my timeline. I was kind of on and off Twitter today. But if I had to participate, I would say hashtag things my daddy taught me. He's always taught me, even when, you know, throw out all the bullshit, you still got to smile. So that's something that I would say that my dad taught me, hashtag things that my dad taught me. On some real shit, Tone and Black, like, on some real shit, go back into your, you know, your father, the days where you used to say, oh, my dad taught me this, or my dad showed me how to do this. If you didn't have to participate, Black, in the trending topic, hashtag things my dad taught me, what would you say?
Things my daddy taught me. How not to be a fool and to wrap my tool. He showed me how to do that. I was like 10, maybe. I was like 10, and we was riding his car, and at the time, my pops, he was, a player. You know, he moved around. He was a Rolling Stone type. And one day, we was rolling in his whip, and he wanted to, you know, he wanted to make sure I knew what I was, so, you know, I don't end up making him a grandfather early and shit. So he actually showed me how to put one on while we was driving, and he showed how to do it on the gear shift.
What? He showed you how to put a condom on the gear shift of a car?
Yeah.
Wow.
He said, I put the rubber on the gear shift, and he's like, you know, you do your thing, you got, you know, tie a knot in it, and throw it in the trash bag and throw it back in the garbage. He's like, because if you just throw it back, if you just throw it in the garbage, the little kid's going to think it's a balloon and blow it up and get a mouthful of nasty shit. So ever since then, I always tie a knot on my shit, so I throw it in an extra plastic bag or a napkin, even if there's no kids in where I'm at. It's just, that's just been ingrained in me, so that's what I do. So that was something my daddy taught me.
That is too funny. Tone, I got to get back to that, but I got to definitely ask Tone. Hashtag, so I know you don't have a Twitter, but on Twitter, occasionally what people do is when they put a hashtag in front of it, it's kind of like a trending topic. And you got to kind of answer, you know what I mean? Like, well, if you feel like participating, that's what you usually do. And hashtag things that your dad taught you. Like, what were some of the things that your father taught you? If he taught you anything.
Oh, you really want to know what my daddy taught me? My daddy taught me to watch out for bullshit. He told me, hey, he was like a con man, so I know bullshit when I hear it, you feel me?
Really?
If you don't stand for something in this world, you'll fall for anything.
Oh, that's what's up, though. That's such a great trait to instill in your child, so.
You know, yeah, I can smell it when it's coming.
Really? That's what's up. But Black, is that not like a wonderful thing that a father could teach his son? Like, you know,
yeah.
Come down to bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
How to sense it. How to stay away from it.
You can't con a con, man.
Can't bullshit a bullshitter. That is too funny, but I'm gonna read some of the things that my father would say. So shout out to @LynnBaby. Hashtag things my daddy taught me: how to deny your own blood.
Wow.
That's deep. That's so fucking deep, Lynn, baby. Damn.
So basically, you're not the truth, huh?
Hey, I guess so.
How to do that, don't you?
That's great. But that's what Atlin, shout out to Atlin, baby. Go follow her and ask her why her daddy taught her that and why she think it's cool to say it. Another one of my followers, shout out to Abby Garfield. Hashtag things my daddy taught me was how to swim. That's cute. Shout out to @PittsburghMike. Hashtag things my dad taught me. Great sayings from my father, a.k.a., well, in quotations, talk shit, spit blood, and fuck with the bull, you get the horns. Wisdom.
Yeah, if you fuck with the bull, you get the horns, kid.
So that's what his father done taught him. I'm going to read another
that's
one.
That's old school stuff, yeah.
Yeah, because it took me a while to be like, oh, okay. Shout out to BriBri Jets. Shout out to BriBri Jets. She's so cool. Hashtag things my daddy taught me: never settle for okay, and how to manipulate.
Exactly.
I think, you know what, though? I'm not going to lie to y'all. My dad did teach me kind of like, I kind of blame my dad for, like, when it comes down to my game, you know what I'm saying? Like, and everybody has game, swag, whatever it is, when it comes to the opposite sex. Because my dad, he was really swift. And I've lived with my dad for a little while, and I've watched him when it came to the ladies and how he used to just act and shit like that. So I kind of picked up certain things from him that kind of worked in my favor. But, damn, how to manipulate.
Hey, you need to step your game up then, because that shit ain't working with me.
Oh, shit. Damn. I got to set my game up tone.
Yeah, because all them, all that, you know what I'm saying, these excuses you give me, they ain't working. I know.
Black, well, why the fuck are you, Black, why the fuck are you laughing? Because, you should honestly, like, because I feel like, you know, you're not speaking up on my behalf enough. You're really not.
Yo, that nigga, yo, he, I'm saying, I don't know what you talked to that man about. I didn't even know you was talking to him. I can't come defend you on a subject I don't know about. But
true,
it just
Black.
Seems like with your game and shit, you know, you kind of slacking in your Mac and slipping on your pimping. So it seems like, yeah, you got to step your shit up. But from what I know about you,
you know what I'm saying?
Your game is on point. So if someone tells you you're slipping, then, yo, you slipping. So
I'm not slipping because I'm not, my mission is not to be some pimp or anything like that, or to be pimping out here. It's just a simple fact that everybody, I guess, like, you know, has different peaks in their life, you know, where they could be single, but they're busy. They're doing shit. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
they got, he keeps bringing up his sister. But
look,
his sister, what?
There you go, Black. Look, there you go. Another excuse trying to get out. Look,
it's
not going.
Anyway, shout out to Black, who just fucking played me on Twitter, who said, how's your head game got more than a cheating nigga on Maury?
That's not my baby, Maury.
I'm 101%. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Okay. Cool. You know it's all love, girl. Why you acting like that?
I know it's all love, but it's just funny It's just funny. It's funny how men stick together when it comes to certain situations. I see that.
Oh, like, women don't stick together. Come on, son.
Not for nothing, you know what I'm saying? It depends on the female, though, because it depends on, even when it comes to my bitches, like, if they're wrong, they're wrong. Like, I got to be the one to be like, my nigga, like, because I don't want to, like, I'm not going to look stupid defending you, and I know that it's wrong. We both know that it's wrong. Everybody knows that it's wrong. I'm not going to do that.
I defended you because he knows you wrong.
No.
Right.
No.
That's
so.
I got a gross hit respect.
Whatever. I'm not wrong, cause it's not. You're laughing. I'm not wrong, but we're not gonna make this whole show about me.
Exactly.
And about we're not gonna do that. Even though I am the host of the show, still I still have things to talk about. Thanks, Tone and Black. I want to know, what are some of the signs that you pick up on when you know the relationship is about to end?
When she buys batteries and she don't have a whole lot of remote control.
No, I can't. If I'm in a relationship with you, that doesn't mean that it's going to end. I like my toys, so I would
say
batteries out of everything.
You got a whole lot of batteries, and you ain't getting no pussy.
I can imagine. Never mind. No, I can't. Anyway,
Black, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just don't get it twisted, though. Just because, like, I have my days where I want to fuck my toy more than I probably want to fuck you. And it's nothing personal too much. You know what I'm saying? I just might. But it doesn't mean I want to end the relationship. It just might mean, like, you know, today's the day that my toy gets a little bit more glory. You probably got tomorrow. So can you really say that if she starts buying a whole bunch of batteries and there's not that many remote controls in the house that the relationship is coming to an end? Maybe. But.
All right. So since, you know, you're a toy advocate, I guess, another one be when she gets mad when you come home from work. Like, you walk in and she gets, oh, what? That's how I know this is over, because she's already tired of seeing your ass every day.
Oh, my. I would definitely, yeah, because if I'm at that point where I'm telling, if you call me and I'm like, yeah, what's up, like, I really don't want to talk to you. And chances are, if you're my man at the time and I'm cutting you short like that, it's because, like, yeah, the shit is dying out. The flame is getting real fucking low, and you're becoming now somewhat of agitating to me, but yet I still haven't probably figured out the words or the way I'm going to tell you I just don't want to fuck with you no more. So, yeah, that for me, to any nigga, that's a sign that it's definitely coming to an end. If I start getting really short with you, like, just start cutting you short on everything that you say and everything that you probably might want to do. You might want to go to fucking wipe the fucking spill that came on my leg. Like, and I might just cut you short. Like, don't even touch me. Like, I got it.
You see, that's why I don't even call in all the time, Black.
Yeah, see, that's just that bullshit there.
She'll make you a sandwich after sex. That's how you know it's over. Mm-hmm. No. No. Another sign. Another sign. Another one of my followers had just commented to a sign that she says that the nigga that she's fucking with kind of gets the hint when it's fading out because she's been with this dude. It's an on and off thing. And I actually know who she's talking about because the dude she's fucking with, she's been fucking with for a long time. And they're both on Twitter. They both follow me. And every now and then get in the middle of their little dilemmas whenever I do see them bickering back and forth on Twitter, only because I know them. But she says he knows when he's kind of fucking up when she doesn't shave her pussy for a while.
Hey, well, look.
That really couldn't be a sign either, because for some people, you know what I'm saying, some dudes, if he's with his lady for a while, he ain't going to care if she got a little dark Caesar down there, you know what I'm saying? He's not going to care because regardless, he's still going to hit it. You know what I'm saying? Most times when they say that's to impress the new nigga. So if she starts shaving then all of a sudden she starts shaving again, then you should be worried, baby.
No, I can kind of relate to what she's saying, because it's one thing when, like, it depends on the type of female you are. And I definitely, I'm not saying that you're 100% wrong, Black, at all. Like, I definitely do agree with you. Like, you know, if a nigga's been there for a while, like, by now, he's used to that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's not going to stop him from fucking doing what he got to do. But if you are a certain type of female and you carry yourself a certain type of way and you're always known for, you know, whenever, you know, that's your MO, whenever he go down there, it's always clean, it's always whatever, because that's how you prepare yourself for him. You know what I'm saying? That's probably what he likes, and you know that, so that's how you come off. Now, when you start irritating me and shit like that, and I don't know how to simply tell you, like, okay, I don't want to fuck with you no more. Yeah, I might stop having sex with you, and in order for me to do that, I'll just let the hair grow back on my pussy, and I won't shave it until I tell you that I don't want to fucking deal with you, because I know it'll turn you off. So I kind of agree with what she's saying.
You're going to have to tell me, because I'll eat through the forest. Don't play with me.
Shout out to all the dudes that eat pussy with a lot of hair down there. Shout out to y'all. To me, if I, you know what I'm saying, like, I would prefer the grass to be cut really, 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 really low. Like, I'm not trying to get hair up my nose, up, you know what I'm saying, just little different things. Like, I would just rather it be cut low. But shout out to the people that do, like, the fucking suck dick and eat pussy with that person's hair, bush, sticking all out in their face. That's what's up.
Like, I still, you know, like I said, you know, a little dark season down there, you know, it's cool. But when it get, like, afro where you can, like, park that shit with a comb, come on, son.
Another one of my followers said, well, how the relationship, how he could tell the relationship is ending is when he notices that when he starts fucking up, she doesn't care. She doesn't care. That's how he knows his relationship is coming to an end, when he starts purposely doing things to get her attention, to see how well she's paying attention, and when she just brushes it off, it's like, oh, you got caught again with another bitch. Oh, okay, whatever. There's nothing new. How do you feel about that one, Black?
Follow me on Twitter.
No. I think the relationship is over for me and you when it comes down to it is if I have to fucking block you. Once I block you, then it's fucking over. That means, like, you can't even anything. Because if I unfollow you, still somehow, some way, I'll still be on your timeline. Like, or you'll be able to still search the things that I say or somehow see my shit. But if I block you, you can't at all. So that's how you know the fucking relationship is over. When you go to fucking tweet me and you can't, and that shit has a fucking, it doesn't show anything, your tweet don't go through, is because I blocked you and the relationship is definitely over.
See, that's why I ain't got one. You got to tell me face to face, woman.
I'm just saying, the same rules apply to, like, if I have to block your ass on Facebook, if I have to block you from my fucking call list, because you can do that, you can block people from calling you. Like, I don't see how anybody could think that shit was still gravy after a person blocked them.
Gravy?
You know it's over when he got to get a restraining order on your ass.
Yes, when I put out that restraining order against you, that's how you know that the relationship is over. It came to an end once I signed for that agreement to have you, what?
Like, notice how she's talking, but she's talking like every time I say something, she'll go right past that.
No. What are you talking about, Tone? Not really.
She had the long drawn out no, like you could see no. And you could tell she kinda like shook her head a little bit too, like no.
Because Tone is really picking on me. And it's so funny because what Black is saying right now is, you know, he's actually saying some shit. Tone, what you're saying is you're just directing everything towards me. So I have no choice but to kinda not really entertain it because it's, you know, you really gotta like understand and get to know me, like, for you to stop saying this shit because it's so not true. Like, I'm
so
not.
So maybe that'll happen if you call him other than call his sister.
Black.
I'm just saying. And I feel, you know, because I used to talk to Husband Head Gang every day, sometimes twice a day, and now I'm happy if I get her once a week. You know,
Okay, quick question. A lot of times I talk to you when? On a Tuesday and a Thursday? Right or wrong?
Like I said, I used to talk to you every day, sometimes twice a day. You know?
There you go.
I would wake up to a call from How's Your Head Game, and you know, we would do most of our morning routine together and shit while we on the phone and shit. You know, now I don't know what time your ass get up.
it definitely be very early in the morning every day, Monday through Monday. So, I mean, like I said again, it comes a point in everybody's life where they just, you know, there comes a fucking point. And for me, that point is now. The point won't be over until about, like, the new year. I don't know. Depending on if y'all will leave me alone and I can do what the fuck I need to do and not feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Black, you really, really.
Mm-hmm.
I see
who's
got
your shirt
on.
Well, look, now she's ready to just yell at me and let me have it.
Look.
Because you have yet to say anything to back me up.
Hey, my birthday.
And I feel like that's so wrong.
But I'm not ganging up on you either. See, I'm just here. I'm mediating. I'm being like neutral, and I'm just putting in my opinion. I'm putting in my two cents where I see fit. Now, if you say something where I'd be like, well, yo, she may be right. Then I will give you those fronts. But right now, he's the one with all the zingers right now. You can't be mad, you know.
Where's y'all?
I gotta blow some steam real quick. I gotta make a quick ooh-woo phone call to somebody. And
Wow, so she's gonna get on ooh-woo and talk shit about us to somebody else.
I'm not gonna talk shit. I gotta get this person to either get in the studio with me or to get in the chat lines or something. So.
But you see how that works, though, Black? She got to make a quick call. So we know that you can make a quick call. See, we know this.
I never said that I couldn't, although you said that in the beginning. And I just said, like, okay, all right, I never said anything. I didn't say that. Yeah, I can, and I'm gonna make this quick call during a commercial break though, because like that's the time I have. All I have is the time of a commercial break to do this quick call.
So we gotta get into some, you know, she makes a phone call, something that'll make her shake a little groove thing and shit. 347-857-4300. It's All Bars Radio, and we'll be back in a minute.
Twin thong. Yeah, I'm nasty, I know you like it. Lick the bottom lip, baby girl, you gon' bite it. Yeah, I go deep, I love it from the back. Arch that back, make that ass clap. Make the pussy squirt, yeah, I got stroke. Tell me where it hurts, spread them legs. Little mommy, watch it work. Tell me what it is, show me what it could be. Pussy on my lips, juice box tastes good to me. Put it on my tongue, fill me on up. Put it in your gut, I better pussy up. Bobby, push it up.
first like a free fall. Big wood, thicker than a tree log. How to bouncing on the dick like a seesaw. Baby, I'm raw, like I don't use protection. And we can get it right here in the VIP session. I wanna fuck you right here like Irk say. Mr. Ice with the cream, no dessert, play, scream my name. Baby, I'm Skipper. Just one dance, gotta reach it for my zipper. It's down, I'm a dicker. You can pick her up or I'll deliver. Panties in the way, it's the new one, I'ma rip them. I go hard in the paint. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. 91 premium, all in the tank. I deposit that dick, I call it a sperm bank.
I be up, I be the pussy up, I be the pussy
Yes, y'all like working out with me, Nikki Barbs, I House Your Head Game, and Brooklyn Black, and we had Tone, the truck driver, beep, beep, rolling through and pulling over and stopping and chopping it up with us tonight on All Barbs Radio. And shut up, Black. I do have all.
No.
Only I'm responding to your tweet. I am. I'm gonna say it. Yes, I do have all my exes blocked. Like, what the fuck I need these nosy ass niggas to be still all of my shit for? I do. They be trying to get through and they can't. So I do. Also, you already know it's Thursday, so I'm definitely staying on my Twitter because it's just so many trending topics today, and it's only right. Another trending topic, hashtag Truthful Thursday. So basically what they're doing is telling the truth about certain things. I see people are asking questions, and they're putting hashtag truth tweet. So I basically this is a free pass right now for me, Black and Tone, to ask each other one question, and you gotta tell the truth about it. Truth is truth for 30. And no, Tone, there's no C, there's no anything, just get asked a question and just tell the truth. That's it.
Okay,
so,
what's your question?
All right, well, I'm going to start off with Black. Black. Hashtag Truthful Thursdays. Is it true that you're currently not in a relationship with someone or you're not seeing anybody?
Yeah.
True?
True. It's true.
Okay. Tone, hashtag Truthful Thursdays. Is it true or not?
Like a tripod? Yes, I do.
Wow.
Oh, my bad. What did you want to ask me?
Oh, shoot. I don't, that just really.
That nigga
is really, trying
to clean you penis quickly.
That, okay. Is it true or not that you are on the road more than you are home?
Well, yeah, no. Because,
okay.
See, I'm on the road only because I don't have a home. Like, me and Mize broke up. I got this job. It's keeping me busy not to think about the past. And now the past is not on my mind no more. Now,
mm-hmm.
As far as me being home, I can go home anytime I want. Home is where I make it right now. So, like, say for instance, I mean, it's just, you know, a random, not saying it's going to happen. But if you was to happen to say, Tone, look, I want you to come out here and visit me for a week. Okay. All I have to do is hit this little call comp, put the time in, and I'm home for a week.
I get it, because I never really understood, like, how that whole, I just know that a lot of people that do take those jobs as being a trucker or who drive trucks and that are always on the road, they're usually on the road more than they are home. You know, they get a couple of days, or they get some time off where they get to come home, but they're usually on the road and staying at hotels, pulling over and staying at this rest areas for a day. Overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, yeah, I do that, but I make enough money to where I know when to go home and when not to. So I keep mine, you know what I'm saying? I keep mine straight. So just in case, you know, somebody wanted to see me, just, you know, I can be able to do that. But ain't nobody trying to see me, obviously. So therefore, you know, I just keep working, making that money until, you know. And when I do go home, I work hard, I play even harder. So.
Okay. So is there, you guys have the free pass now to ask me one question each. So, Black, starting with
I'll
you.
I'll let Tone go first.
Okay. Well, Tone, you can go first then.
Oh, okay. Is it true that, you scared to contact me? I mean, wait a minute. Is it
true? What is so funny, Black? Is it true that, is that what you want to say, Tone? Is that was the question?
My question is basically, is it true that you're scared to just send one picture of you? I mean, I'm trying to find out what's going on.
That nigga's trying to see what all the fuss is about.
You know what I'm saying? Seem like to me, the good man, they always lose, but now I stay true to myself, but yet I'm always losing. I'm trying to figure out what can I do to spark your interest, because you ain't going to find one like this. And when
I'm
gone,
that's what you know.
So, yeah, my question
okay,
is,
am I scared? No, I'm not scared to contact you, Tone, or am I scared to send you a picture? Like, for God's sakes, I have a picture up right now that is, you know, very, very, very sexy. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with that. No, that I'm not. That's I'm not scared to do that. I'm not scared.
Right. Hey, Black, my number came up on the board, right? So it's easy for her just to copy that down and just be like, okay, here.
Okay, so yeah, Black, so you could do that. Black, do you have your free pass, so let's go.
All right. Is it true that you have not been dicked out properly in the past 90 days?
Damn, I want to change mine now.
Wait, what was it again? Is it true that I have not been digged down properly in the last 90 days?
Uh-oh. Yes. I think it's a lie. It's taking too long.
No, it's not. No, it's not a lie. Cause no, I haven't. I haven't. And it's no pressure, I guess. I got my toys, so.
So right now you're tighter than Fort Knox.
No, I know what she want to do. I ain't going to say it, though. I know what she want to do.
Hold on, we got another person on the line. Last four digits, 4142, you're live on All Bars Radio.
With Brooklyn Black.
It's with the girl, Robin.
Hey, Smooth, what's going on?
Hey, what's up with y'all tonight, man? Just kind of tune in, check out, see what y'all had going on.
I was just, you know what's so funny? I just thought about you today, too, and about, I haven't seen you popped up on my timeline in a while.
Wow, how I find that to be a little crazy. As soon as we ask when she's been sit down, then she's thinking about Smooth the Dude. I'm just saying.
No, I just... Right.
Hey, hold on. I'm sorry. I see why she got more excuses than niggas going to jail. My bad.
What the hell is going on? No, wait a minute. Black, you see how you start shit and you supposed to be this Black, what's wrong with you? I mean, like I said again, I thought Smooth the Dude, first of all, that me and Smooth, we go way back. So yes, I do think exactly. I do think about Smooth, you know, and I haven't seen him come across my timeline. I know that he be busy as well. He do the same thing we do. So, you know, I thought about him today. So it's just so, you know, ironic that he calls in. Whatever Black said about you calling in the midst of 90 days of me not getting dick down properly, I don't know. I don't know where that came from, but I'm so glad that you called in, Smooth.
Oh, really? You know, I'm tuning in when I can. I just got out of class or whatnot, and I was like, man, let me see what my people got going on, support them like y'all support me, man. So that's what's up. Well,
Angela,
she not in tonight?
No, she's not in tonight, but she'll definitely be back with us on, I believe, Tuesday. So
I need y'all to do something for me. It's a local magazine down here in Little Rock or whatnot that's featuring me and Chops in the show or whatnot. It's MISSLADY MAGIZINE. That's MissLadyMagazine.com. Everybody go check it out. I got some of the hard copies in my hand right now. Of course, y'all not in Arkansas, Little Rock, for me to hand deliver a copy, but she does have the complete fourth issue online. All four of her issues are online. It's the fourth issue, and we are in it, and that's what's up.
Congratulations. Yes, definitely. And I was definitely about to let my listeners know that you are fucking calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. Yeah, shout out to Little Rock. And definitely shout out and salute to you and Chops, man. Y'all definitely do the damn thing. And it is just a wonderful thing. Hard work pays off, and you guys definitely do deserve to be in that magazine issue. And I will definitely check it out. And well, if I can get my hand on the link or whatever, I'll definitely tweet it and promote it. But shout out to you.
Really, and I appreciate y'all. Like I said, I hit you via the Twitter with the link or whatnot, and I've spread it around. Check it out. But like I said, I appreciate y'all's support. Y'all keep doing what y'all are doing because the streets need people like y'all and myself, you know, promoting and, you know, changing giving. Like I always tell my folks down here in Arkansas, man, they the paint. We just the canvas. You feel me? So we got to do what we keep doing, and they got to keep doing what they doing. We networking together, making things happen. So y'all keep doing what y'all doing, and y'all making differences in people's lives, even if y'all don't know it.
Thank you. And before you go, really quickly, I want to know, what are some of the things that you notice in a relationship when it's about to come to an end? Because I know...
The communication not the same. The sex not even the same. It's a lot of things that change when you do know that your significant other may not be interested in you anymore. Like I said, the sex has changed, communication. It can even be small things like the dinner, the food is not tasting the same, or the effort is not there, you know, from your significant other, be it you or that person that you're in a relationship with, the same effort is not given.
Exactly. Like you would say, already. Thank you, Smooth, for calling in.
I thought you were going to ask me one of them truthful questions. I was getting ready.
Okay, well, you know what? Okay. Okay, all right, so you already know how it works then. If I ask you one, you get to ask me one. So what I want to know, is it true tweet, are you currently single, or by now somebody even scooped you up?
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Me and my baby mama, man, we're trying to work it out for us and our kids. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. We've been up and down for the past 5 years, man. But we're gonna try to do a little something, man. We trying to do a little something. So I'm going to say, like, Smooth is taken, Pound 10 taken.
That's
what I'm just, taking right now, man. Try to do something good for my kids and my little family or whatnot. I know they need me, you know what I'm saying? And I know I ain't got to be with her to be in their life or whatnot, but she make me happy, I make her happy. And we, you know, we had a lot of happy times, and they outweighed the bad that we'd have been through. And it's just, you know, we're being adults and looking over all the negativity and the past we've been through and try to work it out.
That's what's up. Shout out to you and your family. It takes a lot of courage, and it takes definitely a lot of heart to do what you are doing. So shout out to you, and that was definitely a truthful answer. So you already know you get the free pass before you go to ask me.
Anything. Most folks would go to the left with this. But I'm gonna stay right with this. What are some of your favorite food? Like, if a guy was gonna take you on a date, like, you know, I mean, like, I don't like Mexican food, so if a girl was like, let's go to the Mexican restaurant, that wouldn't excite me. What type of food would you like to eat if a guy was to take you on a date?
That's a good question.
Okay, well, my favorite food is seafood. So if a guy was to take me on a date, it should be a really nice seafood restaurant where he could feed me the shrimp and watch the butter sauce drip down my lip. So I like seafood though. So I would definitely like a date from a guy to be one of his choice or top choices. Wherever we're from, to be a seafood restaurant. So I like seafood. I like that a lot.
Black, let me ask you something.
Huh?
Huh? Like you say, I ain't going to go left, bro. I'm going to stay right. You feel me? I know you're a dark brother, like myself. You know what I'm saying? Is it true that yellow is your flavor? One of your favorite flavors will be yellow, if you feel what I'm saying.
Wait. Run up on me again.
You know we dark skinned brothers, right?
I'm gonna be honest
with you. My favorite flavor is yellow. You know, I like a yellow ball. Is what I'm saying. Would it be true that your favorite flavor is yellow?
Me personally, I don't discriminate. But
okay. So what's your favorite flavor?
My favorite flavor,
He likes them chocolate girls.
I do like them, but it's not really my favorite. That's more of a, if there's absolutely nothing else in my freezer, I'll have to go get them
chocolate pop.
But you know what? I love my red bones, man. Because, you know, when you smack their ass, you see their little red hand. You know, I like seeing that shit. You know.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, my favorite flavor was head game. Oh my bad. My
girl.
Oh shit. Oh my god. Oh shit.
Niggas is flipping on their ass.
Already.
Oh,
hey, my guy said he's gonna go for what he want. Go for all he know, bro. Hey, all or nothing, fam. I feel you.
You feel
yes.
me?
Yes.
Talking about.
That was funny. Well, thank you, Smooth, for fucking calling in. You know, it's always a pleasure to have you come on and share and talk with us and chop it up. And thanks for sharing that information, because I definitely was, you know, kind of out the loop for a minute on what you got going on, you and Chop. So whenever you can, send me that link and definitely, you know, get your little plug in real quick before you get off. So that way, for those who are, you know, like Tone and some of my first time listeners, they'll know how to also get in contact with you.
Already, what's up? I am Smooth the Dude. That's Smooth, THADUDE. You can follow me on Twitter. I do have a Smooth the Dude show. It comes on every Wednesday from 10 to 12 Central Time with my co-host Chops. We just displaying underground talent on a nationwide level via the show. Contact us 213-943-3478. That's the number to call in. We live, like I say, every Wednesday, 10 to 12. Any artists got any music? It's R&B, rap, you know, spoken word, whatever you got. Send it to the Smooth the Dude Show chopzopz504@gmail.com. Also, you can send it to chopz504@yahoo.com. And, you know what I'm saying, send your Twitter name with it. During the show, we gonna, if I play your tracks, hey, I'm going to send your Twitter name out with it so you can check us out. Or whatnot, like I said, it's every Wednesday. And if you ain't fucking with Brooklyn Black, Nicky Bars, Boss Bars, hey, them my homies, man. Find the tallest building in your city and just plumb it. Jump out that thing. You heard me.
That's what it is. I love it. Thank you. All right. Y'all, that was smooth to do. Y'all definitely make sure you're going to fucking check him out. He definitely, he be having some excitement. He be having Pinky the porn star on his shows, other fucking celebrity rap. He just be doing the damn thing. And as you can see, it's progressing. It's showing through. He's featured in magazine, one of the fourth issues of Miss Lady. So when he does send me that information, I will definitely tweet it to y'all so we can all check it out together, because I definitely will be. And Black and Tone. My buddies for the night. That's what's up. But yes, let's go into like another commercial break, Black, if you don't mind. If you don't mind, you play some. I know, but play some. You play Beat the Pussy Up. So,
You want to shake your ass? Is that what it is?
I kind of do want to shake my butt. I was over here popping one butt cheek. So, let's see if I can make up.
She has a video out there somewhere of her.
Oh, yes, I do.
Jiggling, and I was supposed to see this here months ago.
I do.
I still haven't seen it.
I do. I have a twerk video, y'all. I do. I have some twerk videos, some explicit twerk videos. But I'm kind of eerie about, you know what I'm saying, like releasing them, because once they're leaked, you know what I'm saying? And then I don't need you, Black, fucking trying to subscribe and hit me up all the time for a fucking new video, because I'm telling you.
Nigga, I got your number, so if I want to see a video, like, yo, I'm going to call you, nigga, send me a motherfucking video.
Yeah.
So I have some. And it's cool because I learned some tricks that I actually applied to the video from a couple of my girlfriends, and I do have friends that are strippers. I do. So,
Great.
I don't know. Maybe if you stay on my good list for Christmas, Black and Tone, you guys, I'll drop a little video in y'all little sock. Maybe. Y'all good.
Wow, really? That's what it is. So we're going to get it started.
Nah.
Try to get her twerking.
Really supposed to believe that?
Why not? Why wouldn't you, Tone?
Hey, call or send a picture down. Oh,
I mean, first of all, you could even see why. Let's go to the commercial, because Tone could even wait till after the show for you to slide the number across the board. Like, all right, let's just go to this commercial, though. Like, I'm in the mood to twerking now. Let's go.
Tell the DJ turn it up, let the DJ bring it back. Tell him play that shit again, tell him nothing like that. Oh,
Trey, I ain't got but two reasons to be here, man. All the bottles pop out.
I know it's somebody's birthday right now.
Baby, get your glass up, bro. fellas and a lot of broads. It's such a G.I. DJ popping bottle party hard. We done with the day, I'm looking for tomorrow. All I do is turn up, ain't no do it, don't concern us. All this bubble kush, I burn up, some regular Riverna. Turning cones fish, telling out the parking lot, yelling, bang, can't fit side, 8 or 9 chicks trailing. Right behind us, in this way, since we were minors. If it wasn't for the chicks, I'd finish, bitch, you wouldn't find us. Even way out in China, same thing, you wanna can't do it, don't like you go. Get a bitch, get a drink, yo.
Yes, yes, yes. We're back. We're definitely back. Black, I see you be getting IMs mad late and shit. It's cool.
Oh, hold on. And we also have another caller in the building. Last 4 digits, 5380. 5380, what's going on? You're live on the air.
What's poppin', Black? What's up, Nick?
Mr. P, what it do?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Nothing, chilling. How are you?
Sure, I'm down here packing and leave the state again. Boy, this shit, but hey, Black, man, I know what video you talking about, bro, but I'm not going to do too much on Nikki tonight, man.
y'all, it's okay, because I guess, you know what I'm saying, like, y'all are crazy, y'all are funny. It is what it is, though. It is what it is, though. It is what the fuck it is. Oh.
What's cracking up there, man? I heard another storm's coming y'all way.
Actually, we just had one.
Yeah, what's to say? You heard something that I didn't hear?
Somebody had told me that y'all got another storm coming out that way, but I heard y'all got, like, Sandy. Then y'all had, like, some flash freeze or something like that, right?
Yeah, we had a nor'easter just yesterday.
Okay.
That's what it is. So, definitely we were talking about a couple of things. I don't know how long you've been tuning in for, but we were just kind of on the whole Truthful Thursday. So, I've been asking everybody a question. They have to be truthful with it. And then it automatically gives them a free pass to ask me the same thing, a question. I have to be truthful. So, and you get to also ask everybody else that's on the panel, too. We got Tone in the building, and you already know Brooklyn Black.
Tone, that boy, though.
So, why are you laughing? What the fuck is so funny? I didn't even get to ask you anything yet. Because
that boy's been going hard, like, hard for you, and you still curving the hell out that nigga.
I'm not curving anybody, because that's what y'all need to understand.
You're curving that nigga like a baseball, son.
Bro, it's she over there throwing them curveballs hard, son, like she in the World Series or something, son. Like, she going in on that boy Tone.
See,
I am really not, though.
That nigga Tone
really
be throwing up smoke signals and shit, and she don't miss see the shit, bro. Like, she be going
I
hard.
I do see it. I saw what? I do, but this is the whole thing. I'm not curving anybody, so y'all need to chill on the word curve, because I'm not curving. Like, y'all would know if I'm curving you or not, and these are not curves. I'm just, like, a lot of things, you know, like, we're on air, you guys, so, you know, that's just how it goes. It's not a curve. It's just, you know, keeping it going, keeping it moving.
Yeah, but I'm saying, where the ladies at? Where's... You know, it does seem like, you know, it is a lot of testosterone in here. You know, we need some estrogen in this piece. You know, and I do see the call queue is pretty full. So any ladies in the building, hit one on your phone. You know, don't be shy. Help Nikki out. know, she up against all these men here.
I got this, though. I'm about to grab all three of y'all bulges, though.
Nah,
like,
bro,
I'm
see me,
scared.
I'm about to tell back because me and Black went in on it last time, so I'm gonna just slide back and just post up on the wall.
I'm good, but ladies,
cause she be getting hot quick, Black. I'm chilling, bro.
Ladies, yes, press one though because you know your voice it will always be you know it's always good to hear.
Oh, and we got one.
Right on.
3628. You're live in the building.
Yo, it's your girl Rain.
Oh shit, I'm out.
Yes.
Hey, Black,
I'm
the Uvu joint.
What's going on, Rain?
What's good with it? I hear him going hard on you, baby girl. You don't have to call in and have your back. You know,
thank you,
because
these niggas.
Ain't swerving on nobody.
Ain't nobody curving. But you know what's so funny, though? You know what's so funny, though? Because for a while, you know, like, Tom, you know, he has some valid points, but, like, you already know how I do. Like, when I'm on air, I could, you know, I'm going to keep it moving as much as I can. I'm going to push through piles. You know, as much as I can.
Yeah, you have to
but
be mindful. You never know who's listening or, you know, these are archives, so you got to be a little more
yes.
smooth. Just get the email address. Hey, hit my
yo.
Email, boo-boo. You know what I mean?
Yo, wait.
What's up, Black? What's up, baby?
What's up, Ray?
What's
hey,
good,
yo.
Daddy?
Don't do that. You, hey, we family. Damn it, you got my.
No, but then he kept saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel tone. You already know. Like, let him know how busy of a woman I am. Like, even on my spare time, like, you hardly hear from me.
We don't need no more alibis, yo. We don't need no more alibis. We know you busy. I confirmed it. Yes, we already know this.
The police got that. Hey, you don't have to do that no more.
Hey, look, I ain't going to lie. Look, I'll be on the phone with him, and I'll be like, hold on, this head game calling. Let me call you back. He'll be like, see? She can call you. She can call you? Okay.
It's not funny. I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing at that part. I'm just laughing at the point where she said, oh, I got to call you back. But, I mean, but explain explain to him why you do that, because I'm being needy, yo. I'm so fucking needy. I'm just being FEMA.
I'll be like, man, I'm telling her. I don't even be getting a word in. I'll be telling him I don't even be getting a word in. I'll just be listening to her. He's like, yeah, she can call and talk to me.
I want to listen. I mean, you know, one picture. I mean, damn. She act like I'm telling her to send me a picture of butt-ass naked. Holding a banana, playing
that's
a piano.
That's all I got. That's all I have. That's all I have. That's all I have.
Butt naked cartwheels.
I got my Jordans on. I got my Skittle size Can You Taste the Rainbow. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like, I'm
fucking
mean,
rainbow.
I'm just so, but I mean, I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying, like, it's not a problem, like, that wouldn't be a problem, that's not what I'm saying, but, like, just, like, it, you know, everybody just relax.
Hey, Tom, like, every day I got to fight to prove my love.
Exactly what it is. Get on the mic to fight and prove my love.
It's not funny. Rain, I don't know if you know, but we got Chris on the line too. If Chris is still here, I don't know if he's still here. You still with us?
Yeah, I'm looking for some stuff over here, but I'm listening. I'm good. What's popping, Rain?
Okay.
What's good? What's good, Chris? What's popping? What's good with it?
Black. Do we have enough? Wait, are you like I don't know. But was that I am for like another thing we got going on? Was that? Because I can't read it properly. I think so.
Nah. That's something you asked me for.
Oh, okay. Hey, cool. So I got it now. That's what's up.
Just thinking in right. code. Everybody get naked.
Well, you know what? I can't see it, so I don't believe it.
Hey, sis.
You don't have to believe it.
I called in with my sock on. I still can't get this other motherfucker sock off. She playing.
You trying to take socks off? Hey. I got my feet out. I got on one sock,
a white beater, and some shorts.
Is it black? I love a black wife beater. I don't know what it is about the black ones. It's fucking.
He said, no, I have on the white ones.
He got on the white ones.
The white ones make you think you're going to put on a dress shirt. The black ones make me think you want to get it.
Even though I have a sock on, I bet you can't tell where that sock is.
Oh, shit. I'm scared to guess where the motherfucking sock at.
But wait. Because I got to take it all the way back. I got to rewind, right? Because when we were doing hashtag things that my daddy taught me, right? I had said that my dad, you know, he taught me, even though you go through a whole bunch of bullshit throughout all of that, you should always smile. Right, so we asked Black, and Black said that his dad taught him how to put on a condom or how to wrap it up, and how he taught him how to put on the condom was they were in the car, they were driving somewhere, and he put the condom on the gear shift.
Okay.
More daddies need to do that. I swear.
Boy, Pop said you're gonna learn today.
You gonna learn today, right? Because you ain't finna come home with no babies. You must have just had got done watching fucking Boys in the Hood and shit. So fucking my nigga, like, nah, you finna learn this shit today because you ain't finna come home with no damn babies. And I mean that shit, nigga. You gonna
put this shit all right? Hey, all
on
right,
the
right.
Gear, I would have been scared. Like, what the hell is going on? On the gear shift, though.
That made me think Black got a big dick. Like, his daddy would know. You know what I'm saying? Diapers. Like, listen here, boy. Stretch the condom out on wide. Like, throw it on that bitch. Wind that bitch down. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do it.
I guess you're gonna have to make a trip to Brooklyn to find out now, won't you, Rain?
Hey, that's my sister, nigga.
Hey, your sister talking like that. I'm going to talk right back to her. Shit.
That nigga show was quick as hell with that shit. No disrespect at all, son.
That's my sister, nigga. And he going to tell me you got fleas off rip. He don't even know even you got fleas, nigga. Believe that one.
My cheeks hurt so much. My cheeks hurt so fucking bad right now.
What's up, Nikki? I miss you, mama.
I know. I miss you, too. We've just been working really fucking hard, and I'm here. I'm just trying to get ready for the next upcoming holidays. You already know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I'm just here grinding, trying to fucking find myself in New York City.
I need to schedule a show out there. I swear, before I got a show out here tomorrow, I need to put New York on the map on my agenda.
You definitely do.
A couple things I want to do. A couple people I want to do in New York.
And when you do a live show out here, because I know you got one tomorrow, and I want to wish you nothing but the best of luck on that, because I know you said you was kind of nervous, but. Oh, please, you are Rain, Alana Rain. You're going to do it, and you're gonna rain on them, so I'm not even worried about that. But when she do come out here, though, like, you got to let me open up for you, though. You got to let me open up for you.
Oh, I got you, for sure.
What you going to be doing? You going to be rapping? Opening up? What you doing? You telling jokes?
I'm gonna be the reference. I'm gonna ask y'all if y'all ready. I'm gonna ask y'all if y'all.
That's my hype.
If y'all
right
dick
there.
Is hard enough right now. Oh, cool. Everybody's pussy in the audience. Let me be the judge.
I'm gonna have the mic backstage. Like,
we gonna force her to see me. You know what I'm talking about?
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Bullshit.
They're going to use me as a bait. I'm going to be out front like, hey, Nikki, and then someone's going to come behind me like, yeah, bitch.
Yo, I swear to gosh. That will be, you know what?
Hey,
let's talk about
like,
womp,
let's womp.
Let's talk about it, because I want to know, Black, would you go as far as using somebody to get to another person? Like, would you go as far as, like, yo, this is what we're going to do. You're going to tell this person that you're going, you know, we're going to meet them here, you're going to have some lunch, and then right when you say, I got to go to the bathroom, I'm going to come out, I'm going to sit in your place, and I'm going to take it from there. Would you go that far to do something like that?
Like, if all you wanted to do was taste it one time.
wait. I'm trying to make sure I got this right. You asked if I would use one person to get to another one?
Yeah, if you wanted to really get at that person. Like Rain said, if you wanted to taste it one time. That was
that
your mention.
Time you want to taste
then,
it, right.
Then Rain should come directly to me and not to anybody else to get to me.
Really? I don't ever have to do that. We talk about toad. I'll go to the source, baby. That's exactly what the fuck I do.
You know, I'll be more inclined to get with a chick and like that. She comes at me straight up, and you know, because you know how back in the day they said, hey boy, my friend want to talk to you. I look at the bitch like she crazy. She got a mouth.
No, but like, what would you do? Like, let's say you want to holler at me, and you know what I'm saying, Nikki, real cool with me, and you would be like, you know what I'm saying, like, hey Nikki, you know what I mean? You know, fly, hook me up with Rain. You ain't never did no shit like that?
I just asked, like, hey, what's up with your girl, Rain? Yada, yada, yada. Is there a way I can get in contact with her? You know what I'm saying? Then, of course.
You're not going to get her like that, because you're not going to get her like that.
Oh, yeah, hit up on Twitter, and then I'll get you up on Twitter. Like,
she's
going to
get you.
She's going to
get
you. I'm going straight to you.
She ain't going to get you like that. Uh-uh. It's not like that, Nikki. It's 2012. I am going to be within certain radius from you. You will know that I want you. And if I have, and if you can't tell from me standing outside your house with a fucking sign or waiting for you to come outside, then yeah, if I know.
I want the D.
I always tell
the men to let the women be the choosers, because if you sit back and let us choose you, we will fucking spoil you rotten with everything we have. Just let us choose you.
No, I tried that. That shit don't work. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna set her up, and then all I gotta do is look at her.
The jail. They gonna set traps in the forest.
He gonna set her up. She gonna set her up. So.
Damn, the bitch ain't Little Red Riding Hood, Tom. Damn. You out there
Grandma.
Dropping food, Hansel and Gretel.
I know how to catch. You know how to catch this fly? You gotta put down fly paper and then put honey on top of the fly paper. So when she step on it, she there. Oh yeah.
And you do catch more flies with honey. You catch more flies with honey. I just told you that, didn't I? Too. Hey guys, let me go.
You damn sure did. You damn sure did. You catch more flies with honey. But what we were also talking about too is about like even when it comes down to the being aggressive, like, you know, like you say again, like if you let us choose you, the rewards that really come out of it is it's so much better than if you was to fucking sit there and to be nagging to, you know what I'm saying, to make your way through, like forceful entry.
Because usually if you have to choose us, I don't want to say we're going to play you. I don't want to say that out
just
loud
because
it's like a woman code.
That's exactly what
but
it is.
You know what I'm saying? If you choose us, that it is. If you choose us, ultimately we're going to give you enough to get what we need. But if you sit back and let us choose you, then really you will reap the benefit. Fuck a bitch that really wants your ass and see the difference.
I can't afford that. I'm telling you.
Who said you out of my shit? Fuck that.
Shit. No, I'm just saying though. Let me ask y'all guys a question, because it's like it's the whole fucking Rocky on the panel right now.
okay, say if you met a girl and, you know, y'all were cool before, and now that y'all even cooler as time goes on, and now, you know, you finally smash. Okay, you smash, you get it, you like it. So now, like, what? So in the back of your head, do you plan on getting that all the time? A, do you plan on, B, whenever you do get around that person, trying to initiate, you know what I'm saying, to get that? Or C, like, or do you just fall back and let it happen on its own?
Mm-mm.
Black. Black first.
I'm going to tell you, I'll say, if we do it, we go together. I don't give a fuck what's going on.
No.
Hey, stop.
Hey, my nigga, that's my motherfucking brother right there. This nigga, we fucking go together.
No. Okay.
Even
no,
the business
man,
we fuck twice.
I'm just saying, only because the only reason why I screamed out no in that situation is what if it was a type, like, I just wanted to find out what that dick was like one time, and what time is good for me. Like, I'm not trying to be with you, nigga. I just want to see what that's like. And after, okay, we hit it. Like, we don't go together.
Okay.
Let me tell you, nothing will fuck a nigga up worse than fucking him real good, having some real good ass sex, and then never calling nigga again.
It's not about calling you out again.
It's not cool. I don't want it no more. Even if we cool, like, I don't desire it again. I done tried it. I done had it. It's cool. All right, that's what it is. Well, I can even still be cool with you. Smoke a blunt, chill, drink, kick it.
This is what I'm saying. I could still be cool with you. Like, after that one time, okay, it could have been fucking passionate. On a scale of 1 to 10, it could have been a fucking 10. You know what I'm saying? But
12.
You know, a 12. And then, like, but the next day, and for the next couple of weeks and months, like, I can still come over and just still chill. Like, if you want to fucking play Pacino, we can play Pacino. If you need a partner in fucking Uno, I'm there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
without
Pacino.
Even having
Xbox Uno?
without even having to think about, you know what I'm saying, you deeply penetrating me.
First of all, if you play Xbox Uno with me, oh, we fucking again. But anyway, if we going to fuck that time, let me know from the beginning, because I'm going to let you know. That night, somebody going to the hospital, goddamn.
Okay, but my whole thing is, like, why do us females have to say, okay, look, I'm fuck you today, and, like, next couple of weeks, like, don't ask or don't expect to get it again, because, like,
guys, once they fuck us, it's like them planting their flag, and now they can just fuck whenever.
The very next time they see you, they go straight for the rubbing on the crotch, besides rubbing your shoulders.
The second time, you just going to taste me. How about that one?
Hey, I can rub your shoulders and at the same time. You know what I'm talking about?
But okay, Chris, I don't know if you're still there, but
yeah.
I don't know if you're the type, you know what I'm saying? Like, can you have a female friend that you do, you know, have wonderful, great passion effects with, and then, you know, for a long period of time still be around this female without even having to engage in that again? Or would that something that will always cross your mind, though?
The chick that I'm with now, well, I hit it, then, what's today, Thursday? Hit it Monday. Wednesday we went to the movies, and I came back to the house.
So today is Thursday, so wouldn't you expect to get it, what, Saturday? Friday?
Nah.
Friday night?
Nah. It's too many broads out there just to be with one chick, be like, yo, let me hit it today, and come back next day. Let me hit it today. Too many bitches out there, man. Fuck that shit. Like, if she wants it, she'll initiate something, or she'll be like, yo, where you at? And you'll get
so
that nod.
So,
like,
when you say it's too many bitches out there, you mean, like, you fucking other bitches in between while you fucking her, or you just not? I mean, what does that
right.
mean? Like, with me, I'm choosy. Like, you know, if I'm not in a relationship and I'm not like, yo, Rain, okay, yeah, I want you to be my girl. And if you say, yeah, okay, then, you know, I'm with you exclusively. But if we just talking and I hit it one time, like, why do I gotta just hit it strictly with you?
Right, so my question still remains the same. So the girl you talk about, you don't have to be hungry on her because there's plenty of women out here. Is it that you single, you mess with the other women and then go back to her, or you're just not hungry for it and you wait for her? I mean, how's that work?
I told you that nigga had fleas.
What the nigga say?
You said you had fleas. Everybody got fleas.
Nah, I mean, I'm in the club industry, so I got a lot of chicks. So, I mean, if I'm single, I'm going to smash. I mean, I'm not going to smash, like, every single day with a different chick.
I get it. I mean, my whole thing is, though, like, for any nigga that I'm dealing with, if I never said to you that you are my man and I'm going to only be with you and this is what we're doing from here on out, don't expect, if you're just a friend, don't expect, I'm going to give it to you when I want to give it to you. And if it's 2 months, 3 months down the line, then that's just what the fuck it'll be. And I don't have to in between be messing with anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Or I can be.
Yeah, but, I mean, go ahead, Tom.
Not you. Why do I feel like you're directing that to me?
Who, me? It's not that I'm not.
No, the girl behind you, right? I definitely look behind me. I'm not
directing it towards you. I'm not. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying, in general, like, any dude that I'm with, like, I mean, if I didn't come up to you and tell you, like, okay, like, this is it. Like, I'm fucking with you and only you, you know what I mean, and that's just what it is, so... Then that's what it is. Well, I guess whenever you do come around me, then I guess if it goes down, it goes down. And I have to only know that it's probably going to be anticipated almost every time we see each other. But if we're not together like that exclusively, and if I fuck you, like, you can't be as selfish and greedy to always think that every time you come around me, every time I want to chill with you, that's what's going to go down or that's what I want, because it's not.
And you're
going to feel like that. That's what I'm going to be expecting like a motherfucker. Like, if you got that, you come around, and that might not be the focus, but I say at some point during the night, I expect it. Not saying that's going to be the main focus of we hanging out. Of course, we'll watch a movie and smoke or catch a, go do something. But like I said, at some point in the night, yes, I was expecting to get up in them drawers because the shit is that good. The last time we did it was good. I'm not saying that's not my. I'm not saying that's the main focus.
He said
because
the last time we did it was good.
That I would like to happen that night. Like, shit, you want to go and have fun and have some drinks and have some, you know, and have an out of town. Well, I plan to do all that shit too, but I plan to get some of that good pussy that you've been talking about.
I'm gonna tell you what. It's cool that you plan on it, but what's hot is that you don't act on it. What's hot is that you wait for me. I mean, not every time, I guess. It's cool that you act on it from time to time, but. I rather just kick it, and it's such a turn on of me. We have a good time. We hit the movie. We go bowling. We do whatever. We do whatever, and then we come back, and we chilling. I so much would rather let you know, like, hey, Daddy, now I want it. Like, I'd rather you wait for that sometimes. That's
right.
All.
Right. Instead of all the time, the first thing is, like, okay, we went out on the town, we done ate, we done got some drinks, I'm going to come back, probably going to watch the light up, and the first thing you do as we're sitting down is, like, slash your
hand rubbing
on
my
knee.
I hate feeling like the nigga's got
extremity movements, like, you know what I mean? Like,
how do you have eight arms and I only have two arms to fight your eight arms off with? You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't cool.
Damn.
Was that the octopus?
I got two arms, I swear. What the fuck are you touching me with? I swear I got your arms locked down, and I'm still feeling you, like, you're massaging my back with your feet.
Beginning, I'm telling you, I don't know, I done fought a nigga not to eat me, and all of us, out of, like, 15 minutes of fighting and the tussling and the tug-of-war and everything,
right.
I ended up
on a whole different
looking down
side of the
nigga, and he looking up at me, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, is this really happening? Yes, it is. My head goes back.
I blame it on their mamas. Shit, nigga, no, fucking no.
Mamas need to tell their boys no and mean that shit. Nigga, no, kids get to cry and put their lip out and their mamas give it to them. Nigga, no, you ain't gonna get it. Shit.
Because I will be, I hate the niggas that, I hate the niggas too, that if a female tells you no, and you and she does happen to be as comfortable around you and fall asleep with you, and she told you no, and you know, she might, you know, she's sleeping in her property, she's in your bed, so you probably have that rule, well, when you're in my bed, you know, can't be in there with jeans and shit, so she might be in your bed sleeping with panties and a t-shirt on, but she's telling you no, she just wants to relax, she's tired, she wants some rest. And because you're, you know, y'all might be spooning and shit like that in your dick, in your heart, you can't, like, you just, you know, all different types of ways in your head, like, damn, like, I really want to fuck her right now. Her ass touching me, like, I'm really, like, I'm just going to go ahead
that's
and just slide it in.
With that, you got to have that, you got to have that mental fortitude, that mental strength, be like, all right, it ain't going to happen and just chill because fuck her ass. She may just wake up
and No. I mean, I would hope so because, you know what, like, you know, I've experienced that, you know, me telling a dude no, and the next thing you know, I'm getting woken up to, like, being ransacked, and it's just, like,
that's
felt
right.
So fucking violated, like.
That's right, nigga. If I'm asleep and I wake up and your dick is in me, oh.
Nah, see, that's your charge.
Unless you're my husband, unless we're together, we have to be together for you to just take my mouth, take my hole. If we're together, you can have these holes, whether I'm asleep or woke. Believe that shit. They're yours if we're together.
Right.
If we're not together. That's a violation of everything.
But Raina, you could even vouch because you could even vouch though, because this is something that I was stressing you about because I was so upset. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you were. Yeah, I remember that.
So upset about the situation. Like I could not. The nigga wanted it so fucking bad to the point where even when I lay next to him just to lay down because I was so tired, I just need to, you know, just get some rest or whatever. Like even maybe if I would have slept on it and thought about it and would have woke up like, you know what, okay, cool. But I didn't get a chance to do that. And I just felt so
violated.
It makes
you feel like to go over to someone's house, you got to put spandex on and sweatpants and then jeans and then a fucking...
Yeah, and I got to sit there. I got to sit like 20 inches away from you. You know what I'm saying? I still got my jacket on and my scarf and my hat and my gloves because you're so fucking frisky and sneaky. Like,
it comes down to control. You have to be able to, guys have to be able to control themselves. And then it's worse because you think, like, all right, if I give you some, then maybe you'll be cool and just chill out a little bit. But it's the opposite. Once I give you some, you're a fucking hound dog. You just sniffing
exactly.
on my leg. As soon as I walk in the door, you fucking sniffing at my ankles. Damn.
Fucking all in the ass. Can't even get the jeans off because they're so fucking tight, number one. But then somehow
they're so quiet now. Look, Nikki, they so
they
quiet
are.
Now. Before I pushed one, they were killing you before I pushed one.
They was right? They was. They was.
First of all, I don't get quiet for nobody. I'm doing some more. Sis, look at your phone.
I got texts coming through and stuff. I don't know. Hold on. I so many things on my phone. I ain't. I'm forwarding that to her.
Just forward it.
Let me run. I got to go. Hey, it's been real. Black, you know, I got number love for you. Nikki, you know you're my baby girl. Chris. You know what it is, baby boy. You know what it is. And my brother just a damn fucking fool.
Thank you so much, Rain, for coming through, because, yes, I'm about to wrap it up as well. So thank you.
Yeah, holler at me a little later. I got number left for y'all. Mwah.
Mwah. Yes.
She gonna call you. Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
But yes. As y'all all fucking know, it is definitely 4 minutes after 10 o'clock, and my show is definitely over. And I want to thank Chris P., one of the all-bar promoters that always holds me down in the bars and everybody, and he just stays tuned, and he always supports. Mwah, thank you so much, Chris P., and definitely Tone. I got you, Tone. I'm about to surprise you
real quick, Tone, to get you to shut the fuck up and take off that other sock, though, because...
Hey, just go ahead and send him that little video, man. Just go ahead and do it, Nick.
You think I should show him the video? You think I should
just go ahead and show him the video, man. Let him hear the little... What was that, the fire alarm and shit was going on? Like, just go ahead and show it.
I hate Chris so much. I do. I really do. Like, I really, really fucking do. I really do. Like,
that should be.
Anyway, but I want to shake your head and surprise though. And like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about you and what you got going on, especially if it's benefiting you and yours and it's not hurting anybody. And definitely, please pray for those that you know that are going through the times of Sandy and any of the storms that have hit, that have put them in a way, in a situation where, you know, they don't have any heat, electricity. And please make sure y'all still... stay in the politics. We got Barack Obama back now, but definitely love, live, laugh, enjoy yourselves, and mwah, good night. Make sure y'all rock out with me again on Tuesday, and you already know.
And fellas, I say it all the time, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clam, arrive alive, don't drink and drive. I'll definitely be back on the pregame radio tip, starting up tomorrow night and then also next weekend too. And I got a whole bunch of other events, so definitely keep up with me. You know, hit me on Twitter. I'm on Facebook and all that good stuff. And everybody have a good night. Shout out to Tone and Chris P for being on the check and also the Train of Poetry. And we see you guys next week.
Mwah. Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.